we literally are super old, and I actually have very faint, detached memories of these past lives. And maybe that's where the comfort comes from. And then the discomfort comes from the fact that you just can't really remember it well or at all. And so you're uncomfortable with being an eternal being with a very limited perspective and memory and recollection of your prior existence. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with outer space, and I would always talk to people about the things that I was learning about it. And to be fair, most of us don't know if what we're learning about outer space is actually true. Not to get into conspiracy theory territory, but we're basically just going off of the things that we're told. And I would be willing to guess that most people that are listening to this podcast have not actually left planet Earth. So yeah, we're just going off of stuff that we've been told, but space was always fascinating to me. And when I started learning about the concept of eternity, both in church and also while learning about outer space, there was something that was very eerie about it, but also it was very intriguing. And it was, I couldn't really point out the feeling, but it was a very odd feeling. And I know that most other people feel this way, where you start talking about infinity or whatever it is, and you kind of get nervous and you kind of avoid the topic. And so I was thinking about that, and I wrote a philosophical poetic piece on this concept, but I wanted to talk about it a bit more because I think that there's this really interesting question or idea that I want to entertain. This feeling, and when you think about infinity, it kind of feels like a memory. Like, it doesn't feel like just a panic response by your brain, like, oh, I can't process the concept of infinity, so I'm nervous. There's something very distant but familiar about this idea of eternity. Now, I'm sure that part of it comes from our desire to not die and us coping with death because, well, if we don't want to die, but we know that we will, then we can make ourselves feel better by conjuring up this concept of eternal life. And this is not unique to any one religion. Most religions believe in an afterlife and swear by it. And the thing is, we just can't prove that it's true, but we also can't prove that it's not. I personally believe in the concept of eternal progression, eternal growth, but I have to acknowledge that I could be wrong and that it could just not exist. And I also need to be okay with that. I think that there's this tendency that people have to think about the afterlife, think about eternal life, infinity, whatever, life after death. And because they think that they have an infinite amount of time to exist, they kind of waste this life. An example is growing up in Mormonism. I was taught to live for the afterlife. I was taught to basically judge every single thought, action on my eternal salvation. And I believe that that's fear mongering. I believe that they do that so that you pay the church to be in good standing with God. That's essentially what's happening. But ultimately, we were so scared of death that we're willing to do whatever it takes to cope with it, including conjuring up delusions and being unwilling to let go of them. So again, I'm bringing that up because I acknowledge that all of this could just be a bunch of bogus. But it's weird because there's something deep within us that kind of points to this idea that our consciousness, our spirits live on. And not only am I talking about the afterlife, but I'm also just talking about infinity in general, like the infinite size of the universe. Now we've found at least the edge of the known universe, which is basically where light, it's like the furthest light that can possibly reach us before the things are expanding so fast that their light, like they're expanding faster than the light from them can reach us. So for instance, when we look at the Andromeda galaxy, which is our closest galaxy, and you can actually see different parts of it in the night sky. It's like, I'm pretty sure it's actually just a little speck, but I'm not 100% on that. Or this is a better example, a little more tangible. Whenever you see those pictures of the band of stars across the night sky, that's the edge of the Milky Way. And we're kind of on the outer arm of the Milky Way in our solar system. And so the stars that we're seeing, they're light years away. And so we're actually seeing them as they were a few years ago. Some of them that are really close, right? Some of them that are super far, we're seeing them as they were hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. And some of those stars are dead and they died hundreds of years ago, but we're seeing the light from them because it still takes time to travel. It's just like how if the sun extinguished right now, boom, we would still have sunlight for about 8 minutes. So we're seeing the sun as it was 8 minutes ago. And eventually it would go out after 8 minutes and that would be that. So I'm talking about the concept of infinity in general. There's something about it that's really intriguing, but also really scary. And I just want to see if I can throw around some ideas as to why that is. I mentioned first that we're just trying to cope with death, right? And so when you think of infinity, maybe there's this mental response that happens where you know that you're lying to yourself and that you're trying to comfort yourself and you're still scared. So you're like, oh, infinity, isn't that great that we get to live forever beyond this life? But then your brain is like, bro, you know that could totally not be true. And you know that you're just coping with death. And so when you think of infinity, you get this like comforting feeling, but also this really scared feeling. And that just is attached to death, right? So there's that. The other option, and any of these could be true all at once, but the other option is that we have actually existed for a really, really long time. Like maybe our souls have existed for thousands or millions or trillions or quintillions of years. And so we have this inner knowing of these past existences, but the discomfort, so the comfort from thinking about infinity, instead of it being, oh, like thinking about an afterlife and coping with death, instead the comfort could be like, oh, we literally are super old and I actually have very faint detached memories of these past lives in these past experiences. And maybe that's where the comfort comes from. And then the discomfort comes from the fact that you just can't really remember it well or at all. And so you're uncomfortable with being an eternal being with a very limited perspective and memory and recollection of your prior existence. And so that makes you uncomfortable. And especially as humans, at least in our current state, we seek comfort over almost anything, which is why we're focusing more efforts on improving, you know, phone technology and TV technology than we are on improving getting drinkable water to everyone on Earth. That's a problem we could solve really quickly, but we're way too focused on our own comfort. And so that comes at the cost of other things. And so in the same way, maybe that's what we shy away from, is because we don't have a good recollection of it, we kind of write off our past lives and we just kind of stick to what's comfortable, which is what we know. I just find it fascinating that there's this concept, the concept of infinity is something that is very hard for us to understand or visualize. My wife and I were talking just like yesterday or the day before about insects. Somehow sects, that is such a hard word to say, insects or bugs. We were talking about them and how they outnumber us humans. And I was looking into some fun stats, and there's over 1 million different species of insects that have been discovered. And it's approximated that there are 7,000 new species of insects discovered every year, which is pretty crazy. And then also, insects outnumber humans. I can't remember the statistic, but basically, even though insects are super small most of the time, think about their mass versus ours. If you made a pile of all of the humans on Earth and then all of the insects on Earth, the insect pile would be 70 times larger than the human pile. That's disgusting. That's insane. And the thing is, we can imagine the concept of 70. We can imagine piles. But you can't even come close to imagining the amount of insects that would be in that pile. There's something like 10 quintillion insects alive at any given time, apparently. I don't know how they can quantify that, but if that's the case, like, what does quintillion mean? Well, quintillion is 18 zeros, I at least from what I remember looking at. It was 18 zeros after a number. That, like, we can't even comprehend $1 billion. A billion. We can somewhat comprehend a million, but a billion is like, our brains just group that into, oh, that's a lot, you know? It's like, oh, would you rather have 1 billion or 10 billion? It's like, well, 10, but like, yeah, because 10 is more. And it's like, no, do you realize how much more 10 billion is than 1 billion? Do you realize how much more 1 billion is than 1 million? It's crazy. And so I'm bringing this up because our brains struggle to comprehend infinity. And that bothers us, because there's a lot of things that we've struggled to comprehend in the past that we've actually been able to conceptualize and integrate into our lives. There were things that were foreign to us before that we've figured out and have then now become normal. But infinity is something that still feels beyond us. And there are other examples of this too, like me and my friend Mourner James, who I've done an episode with, actually. The episode is called Why Is Self-Improvement So Lonely? So if you guys want to check that out, we talk about our journey with personal growth and leaving religion and really just doing our best to become better people, and how that has been a super lonely journey for us. So listen to that if you want to. I believe it's episode 5. My friendship with him, it feels like we've been friends for way longer than we have. When I think of it in the literal sense, it kind of feels shorter because time flies by so fast. And I just can't believe that so much has happened in such little time. And so it kind of feels like less, but like spiritually, it feels like we've been friends for way longer. It feels like we've been friends for forever, really. And I'm sure that there's someone in your life that you can think of whose relationship mirrors what I just described. And I find that really peculiar. And so you have all these ideas of quantum entanglement and love and past lives and soulmates and twin flames. And we could get into all of those, but you can look them up on your own time, because I'm not an expert on any of those. And how many of us are experts on anything? Do we know if anything's real? I don't know. So you have all of these ideas that stretch beyond our mortality. And I'm not even trying to make this about religion. I'm making it about humanity. We have this weird connection to something beyond our perception, beyond our knowledge, beyond our timeline. And so you have this concept of infinity that is just, it's always there. It's constantly there and we can't really escape it. And we know that we are floating on a tiny little rock in a sea of infinite tiny rocks. And again, we don't actually know that, right? I say we know lightly. And it's like, what do you do with that information? And so I'm curious, is there a way for us to really learn much beyond this? Obviously, we want to know, hey, am I going to be alive in some way after I die or not? And I would love for that question to be answered, but none of us have the answer, and I don't think any of us will. And then you follow that up with, in this lifetime at least, and that you're still running off of the assumption that there's that there's something after this. So this is a very, to me, this is a very like emotional thing to think about, which is why I wrote about it. So if you're interested in reading that, you can go to my Substack. It's nolanvoid.substack.com. Substack is a platform where you can support your favorite writers. And I actually host my writing on there, but I also host my ambient soundscape fantasy project. So it's basically a fantasy narrative paired with a different ambient track for each chapter. So I'm hosting a couple things on there, including my newsletter, which distills my podcast episodes into something more usable and readable. So yeah, you can get on there and check out my piece called A Memory, and it's under my Cosmic Optimism section. If you don't want to be a paid subscriber, that is a paid section, but what you can do is you can use one free unlock, essentially. So you can unlock that post as your one free unlock if you're curious to read it. I just dive into this concept of infinity and kind of what it means to have a memory of it. And in that piece, I talk about intuition, I talk about love, and how there are just these little moments where this little like illusion of our reality that we have is kind of split open for a minute. You know, when you're writing music and you get this inspiration from somewhere, you're downloading something from somewhere, it feels like, and it's a tear in the facade. And it feels like infinity. It feels like time doesn't even exist and that this moment has just always existed and always will. And so if we get these feelings that, hey, this moment has always existed, right? Like deja vu, where you're like, man, I swear I've been here before. You know you haven't, but it's this uncanny feeling that like this has already happened before and that you've already experienced this. That happened when I was cutting my parents off a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago. It was a very difficult decision, and I think I vaguely mentioned some personal stuff that was going on a couple episodes ago, but that was it. I was cutting my parents off for very specific and I feel very justified reasons, and I love my parents, but they need to know that I'm serious about being treated right, and yeah, so I bring that up because when I was on the video call with them and with my brothers, it just felt like I got this super weird, overwhelming feeling that I had been there before. And it was happening right as my brother was kind of finishing up his thoughts. And I could tell what my parents had decided already. I knew that they had already made up their mind. They already entered the call with their mind made up on what their decision was going to be. And I just like, it's like I had been there before and like I kind of knew that this is how it was going to go. I tried to convince myself that there was a chance, and there's always a chance, but yeah, it was weird. And that moment just felt eternal. And for a more like pop culture leaning example, like a canon event from the Spider-Verse movie. Like it just felt like a canon event. And we all have those moments. Some of the deja vu moments don't seem as relevant, but that one obviously was really important to me. And so if we feel like we have moments that stretch beyond time, then it would make sense that we do as well. But it's just hard for us to figure out what that means. And so kind of like the last episode, I don't necessarily have any sort of like advice or steps or anything really. I just wanted to explore this idea, kind of flesh it out a bit more and present some questions and some ideas, because I think it's just something that's important to think about. I don't have all the answers. I don't even have all the answers for myself, let alone anyone else. I think that I've found some truth in some things, and that's what I try to share here and expand upon here. But I don't really have an answer for this one, and none of us really will, I don't think. But it's fun to think about. And so maybe the one thing that I'll offer is my opinion on why this matters. Okay, well, if we can't figure it out, then why does it matter? Well, most people on earth are religious in some sense, and they obviously think it matters. Now, they've convinced themselves that they do know what the deal is, and they don't. None of us do. But they still think it matters, this idea of eternal life and infinity and being a good person, even though we could all just cease to exist when we die. What's the point in being a good person? Does it mean anything? Whatever. So obviously there's the idea that, yeah, this matters because if it is true, then it has like implications beyond just this experience. But you could also look outside of the experience of infinity and say the same thing. Well, besides this experience of infinity in this universe, in your consciousness, like what's the point in doing XYZ? Because if it's self-contained and it ends, or even if it doesn't end, if it's self-contained, why does it matter? So you could do this infinitely, no pun intended. And I think my intuition is leading me towards the idea of experience. And I don't just mean experience as in like gaining, you know, wisdom and skills and stuff. I just mean like perceiving an experience of something, subjective experience even. Because I've talked before about the concept of God and how God could be this all-powerful being and it would eventually just be super boring. And so what better way to gain some sort of novel experience than to split yourself into infinite different versions of consciousness and they all get their own subjective experience and you can experience reality in infinite different ways than you may not have gotten to before. And again, that's kind of personifying God. That's like putting God into one being that then split itself up. And I don't know if that's true either, but I say that because ultimately we all have our own subjective experience and that's all we know. I was thinking about this yesterday. I went to a waterfall with my wife and some friends yesterday. And as I was walking up to the car and they were all waiting in the car, I had to grab something and I was coming back to the car. And as I was walking up, I was thinking like, I'm perceiving everything from my point of view. Like I'm walking down the sidewalk from our townhome to the car and like I'm seeing them all in the car, but like, what are they seeing? And I like projected my imagination into the consciousness of somebody else and like what my wife would be seeing. And she was like seeing a totally different angle of the road and she was seeing the windshield and she was seeing the steering wheel. And like she had three people behind her that were perceiving her and she was feeling what that feels like. And I wasn't because I was behind all of them. So we each have our own subjective experience. And the reason why this concept of infinity matters is because we get to wonder about what past lives were like. We get to wonder about how we have certain traits that seem innate to us that were just kind of already there. Like, there are some things that are a product of our environment and stuff, but I truly believe that if someone was born and there was no one else in existence to shape their experiences, they would still have some things that are inherent to them that they didn't pick up from anyone else, like certain desires, certain not tendencies, but I'm trying to think of that word where it's like you're with certain predeterminations. That's what I was going for certain, you know, skills, talents, interests, whatever. And so this concept of infinity, we get to wonder about what it's like to be somebody else or something else, somewhere else, somewhen else. We also get to wonder about what it's like to, like, where certain things came from as far as our personalities are concerned. And that experience of wonder is subjective, and it's unique, and it's an experience. Even just wondering about it, it adds context to our lives as well, because we're kind of faced with a philosophical choice to make. It's like, okay, do I live my life thinking that there's nothing? Do I live my life thinking that there's something? Do I live my life not caring or not making up an opinion? And I have what I want, I think, which is that I want things to exist forever, that I want to keep going and experience new things, but maybe that defeats the point. Maybe there's something so special about this one experience, and that when it's done, it's done. And that because we know we die, the ultimate lesson to learn is to be okay with it. We know that we're going to die. Everyone dies. Everyone in existence has died, except for the people that are currently alive. And we have every right to assume that they will die as well. Because we've noticed a pattern. People die. So maybe that's the lesson, is that there's something so unique and special and fleeting about this moment. And that's exactly enough. I don't know. I think that this idea of infinity, it feels familiar in some weird way. Maybe it's just a product of our coping with death, or maybe there's some literal truth behind it. I'm curious what you think. So leave a comment on Spotify or DM me on Instagram, or come over to my Substack and read some of my newsletters. I put a lot of work into the stuff that I write, and I'm really proud of it. And I write it so that I can help me help you. So check out my Substack at nolanvoid.substack.com. You can become a free subscriber to my newsletter, which will hit your inbox every Sunday morning. And then you can check out my other paid projects if you're interested. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.